Hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Alex. Did I catch it at a bad time?
No, you good?
Great. Thank you. Well, I am actually just calling because I just wanted to call to give you just a quick reminder because I spoke to you last Tuesday, you know,
right,
about the property that we're going to still do the walkthrough on Monday at 11 a.m. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you're still good with the time and date on Monday.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Great. Well, also, I just wanted to also set expectations that you're going to meet Forrest. And then we have a couple of investors doing the deal with us who actually have shown interest and wanted to see the property. I just wanted to know if that's all right. Of course, I still wanted to communicate that over with you.
Right.
Okay. Now,
right.
So that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, also one thing that I'd like to clarify, you know, I know that the property will be vacant upon closing, but
great.
When we do the showing on Monday next week, will there be someone who's going to be there at the property, or it's just going to be you who will be there?
It'll be me.
Okay. And the property is vacant right now?
Correct.
Okay. Because, you know, we are planning to probably install a lockbox on the property if it's, you know, fully vacant, just in case that there would be, like, some of our partners couldn't make it at 11. And, you know, they will be, like, late around 12. So I don't want to really hold you into that one-hour long wait.
Right, but I'm not comfortable being able to give them, to give y'all permission to have a lockbox
mm-hmm.
on a property that y'all don't own.
Right, and that's why I was, like, you know, asking permission because I wanted to make sure first if that's all right with you. Of course, whenever it is that someone will see the property, I'll make sure to communicate it over to you. Make sure
well,
that I will call
well,
you.
How many walkthroughs are you looking to do? Because y'all walk through one time, and this will be the second time.
So the first time was the inspection report.
Uh-huh.
It was the inspectors. Our inspection team is the one who went into the property. So this one, it's going to be our CEO, my boss, Forrest, along with other investors as well, who are actually interested to buy the property with us. Now, there are just some who've actually really interested as well in the property that couldn't make it at 11 a.m. on
right.
Monday.
Right, then they need to take plenty of pictures or relay what information you have to the ones who couldn't make it.
Okay. Well, that's no problem. That's why I wanted to
mm-hmm.
check. I mean, it's totally fine if you're not comfortable in putting in a lockbox on it. So I guess they'll have to just deal with that.
Right.
Anyway, we have the pictures of the property, so I guess if they're, you know, interested in really doing the deal with us, I think they should be able to make time. So, all right. Well, I just wanted to just do a quick reminder and just make sure that we're on the same page on Monday, 11 a.m. And
right.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna see you then.
So when they walk through Monday. When will the closing take place?
So some of our investors are actually looking for like a quick close, like 20 days. But on what I see here, let me just pull up the agreement that you had with Jack real quick. Sorry, give me 1 second. So what I have here is the close date that we have is October the 17th, but, you know, we're looking to really close early for this property. So as much as possible, I would say, the close date that we have here is just really a date. But if we can, like, do it earlier, that would be really, really great.
It should be done within September because that's what the original agreement said.
Yes. Hold on. Let me check. September the 3rd. Right. It looks like September the 3rd is what I have here, but it looks like, well, let me just see what happened. September the 3rd. As per what I have here on my notes, it looks like we kind of like extended it because the, what do you call this, the inspection inspection was kind of late when it was completed. And I think that was the delay. That's what happened. However, we're actually looking to, you know, do a fast close for this property. I'm hoping that once some of our partners are able to walk through the property, I'd say like 20 days, just because of the title and all of that.
Told me y'all close fast. We should be getting ready to close now. That's why I don't understand you talking about 20 days. That's a whole nother month because we talked earlier. We didn't just start talking.
I know what you mean by that. I'm just trying to see what happened here and trying to figure out as well the dates. One second. You know what, I don't, I would say, Stacy, that I don't have really the exact answer to that right now, but most probably what I do see here, the reason why it got extended is because the inspection report actually came late. So looks like we were trying to schedule the inspection report or the inspection earlier when you signed the agreement, but it like took.
I was there, and your man came and inspected on the time that they specified.
Right.
So, I mean.
And that was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm really sorry. I'll have to do my research on my end. And see what's going on, because it was supposed to be closed September the 6th, right? But we're still doing a walkthrough up to this point, so.
What do you mean you're still doing a walkthrough up to this point?
No, I mean, some of our partners wanted to see the property. That's what I mean on Monday.
They want to give me the property? What?
See, they want to see, and they want to be able to walk the property, so.
Right.
You know what? Let me do my research, and I can call you back to give you like more definite answer.
What are you researching?
Just wanted to check the extension date because what I have here right now is the close date shows October the 17th, but we're actually wanting to close this month.
Right.
So I'm gonna have to confirm that as well.
Okay.
I don't want to say anything that's like, you know, misinformation. So I wanted to be sure first before I can get back to you on it.
Okay.
All right. However, we're still going to move forward with the walkthrough on Monday, 11 a.m. And like what I said, you're going to meet Forrest with some of our investors who's going to do the deal with us. All right. Okay, well, thank you very much, Stacey. I'm going to go ahead and talk to you later, but, you know, if you have, like, any other questions in the meantime, just let me know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, and enjoy your weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, bye.